Hey everybody, One Guy, One Phone. Welcome to another special episode, special edition. Before we introduce our guest, I want to thank our donors, our sponsors, Patreon donors. Thank you for, you know, making this a reality, making this possible. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do it. So, if you want to join, if you want to join the ranks of the zero people that went before you, look us up. Patreon, two guys, one phone, which is our name. Also Venmo. You're in charge of that, right? Mm-hmm. Venmo at some point.
I do have Venmo. It's got my name on it, though. I don't have.
So it's not connected to anything at all.
No.
And you don't want.
I just use it for like lunch at work.
Yeah. But I thought you were gonna set up a Venmo. That was like 3 years ago.
Do people actually Venmo podcasts?
I mean, there's only one way to find out. I mean,
set one up. Yeah.
Probably not, but
no.
Definitely. Like, if you don't have it, then you have you're guaranteed
100% chance of no Venmos. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll let you guys know when that is. But yeah, now you already know who our special guest is. I was gonna like build it up and have them guess, and ooh, who could it be? It's you, right?
It's me.
How have you been?
I've been good.
It's not what you said earlier, but.
Wow.
That's
all I'm willing to disclose publicly.
We're not here to talk about your private life. That's not why I have you on. Although sometimes we also have you on for that.
This is not one of those times?
That's not one of those times.
I'm not sure why I'm here. You didn't really tell me.
No, I didn't tell you anything. So you're going in cold.
Mm.
But I just wanted to get a feel for... Because you're a political scientist, right?
I am. I am a degree-holding political scientist. Mm.
I wanted to know if you could shed some light on the recent like terror attacks in Moscow.
Shed some light. I don't know how much light I can really
terror see. I don't even know her.
Like,
you tear her apart.
Damn, I don't even know who she is.
No idea.
That's good.
Because that's all I got.
That's all you have.
Yeah,
so now I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, so who do you like? What do you think's going on here? Put it in perspective for us.
I'm not sure that it was really ISIS. You know, I mean, that's
more like ICE isn't.
Because
it wasn't
that. Oh, you had more. I thought terror was going to be.
No, but I can still make stuff up.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Like ICE isn't.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, obviously it could be, but I don't know. So we have this terror attack that happens outskirts of Moscow, right? The other day. Pretty bad terrorist attack.
Yeah, I think 150 people died.
I think it requires
a lot of planning.
A lot of planning. The U.S. claimed immediately, like, oh, no, we warned them. Yeah. We warned them. It wasn't our fault.
It wasn't us.
Ukraine. It wasn't Ukraine, by the way.
How do they know?
Immediately.
Within an hour.
We told them last week, hey, it's not on us. It's not on Ukraine. Like, it's ISIS. We told them they were ISIS was planning something.
Yeah, because they already gave out a warning. Don't go to concerts, right?
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks before or something.
So like March 8th. 2 weeks before. Yeah. So they knew that there was going to be an attack targeting concerts specifically.
Yeah. It's kind of strange.
That is very strange.
How would they know?
How would they know? Exactly?
They have better like,
but they didn't
info.
Stop them.
They didn't stop it from happening.
They have really good info.
And they also had already done their own investigation in Moscow, I guess, within an hour.
Even though they can't really leave the U.S. embassy, it said. Like, they said they can't help out U.S. citizens in Moscow very easily because of the restrictions placed on them.
Yeah.
But somehow they conducted a complete
thorough investigation
before the flames were even extinguished at the City Hall concert building.
No one else knew, but they already knew. And they also, just like the Swedes, right, they concluded no Swedes were involved.
No Swedes were involved,
They had already concluded that no Ukrainians were involved.
Because
every time Ukrainians do like a terror attack, they do it in a certain way, and like
you could tell
like they leave
this.
Like a Ukrainian flag.
They're not bearded guys with camouflage
No. They do. So how would they know that it wasn't the Ukrainians? So they immediately excluded. The only way to know that Ukrainians were not involved is by knowing who is involved.
By capturing them.
And if you know it an hour after, you probably knew it before too.
Yeah. Because they hadn't been captured yet.
They hadn't been captured.
No.
But they already knew. First of all, they said it wasn't us, as if nobody even accused you.
Yeah.
So maybe, it wasn't me,
Wasn't me, guys.
It wasn't us. Like,
don't try blaming me.
Why would it be? That's a little, projection.
Yeah, projection.
Yeah. And then they said, okay, it wasn't us, and also Ukraine was not involved. Nobody had accused Ukraine yet.
No. But they knew it was coming, so they wanted to get it out there.
And they knew it was coming, so it's very, very strange.
Because they said Putin has a history of, you know, lying, propaganda, and making this tragedy about Ukraine, and he even going as far to saying that he orchestrated it.
Of course,
himself.
They're gonna go with the false flag.
That's what I've seen on Putin, Wikipedia.
Of course,
people have already written that.
Of course, but as if Putin needs a false flag, we've given him every ammunition that he needs.
Exactly, he doesn't need a false
flag. He doesn't need a false flag.
Yeah,
to get the people behind him. He already has the support of the people. He just got elected.
Well, like 80, he already has 90%. The Nord Stream pipeline for a false flag that he, you know,
exactly.
Orchestrated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he also did that.
Because NATO wasn't responsible.
Oh, yeah,
that.
That's also interesting. So America, they were able to investigate in Moscow with the flames still going. They had already figured that one out.
Yet.
But that Nord Stream, we haven't heard from that in a while. So they haven't figured that one out yet.
In our own territory.
In our own territory, but we figured that one out within an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like who was, and also who was not responsible.
Who
for
was
it.
Not is more important.
That's, they did a specific
investigation. They knew the exact province of the ISIS fighters. Like, it was from this province.
It was from this region, and also no connection to Ukraine. Because so they did an investigation that excluded like Ukraine. That a specific investigation from a distance
that excluded
only Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very specific, just like the Swedes did with the Nord Stream. I don't know. No Swedes were involved.
No Swedes.
We
did
can
that.
Guarantee with 100% certainty that no Swedes were involved. Maybe it's the same people though.
We don't. It was the six randos.
It's the six randos again.
Like who blew up
the
Nord
super,
Stream?
Those superhuman beings. They blow up North. They have all these high tech intel, but they're just a bunch of randos.
No one knows their nationalities except that they're not Swedes
they're
or
not
Ukrainians.
Swedes.
it's weird.
But they were heading for Ukraine, so they were caught by the Ukrainian border.
Seek refuge in Ukraine?
Why would they be seeking refuge in Ukraine?
Either one, because
it's not an easy country
they're
to
Ukrainians.
Travel into. Yeah,
or two, they're ISIS fighters trying, knowing that Ukraine would harbor them. I guess
exactly. So, but there must have been a plan in place.
Yeah,
you don't just show up in Ukraine. Of all the places they could have gone to, that's an indicator that it's not an easy country to travel in and out of.
Maybe they were from Ukraine, possibly.
Well, there's already
ISIS fighters
some connections. But
maybe
also
Ukrainians
ISIS
help smuggle the ISIS people there.
Of course, but there's also ISIS fighters in Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah.
Helping Ukraine?
Yeah, because ISIS is like an enemy of Russia.
Really?
Well, I mean, the whole Syria conflict.
Because of Syria,
We supported ISIS. Mm. Against like the Russians and the Syrian government.
That's not good.
So
who's to say we're not supporting ISIS now? Attack Russia?
Why would we not support? Like we've already supported like the Mujahideen in Afghanistan before.
To fight the Soviets.
To fight the Soviets. So it's not like beyond the scope of possibilities.
No.
Also ISIS. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Why would ISIS? What did they have against Russia then? I mean, if it's like. If you're Muslim, like you think maybe Israel would be a better target now for what they're doing to like their fellow brethren.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, that they potentially care so much about.
Pretty close by.
Yeah, or you know, American targets. No, it's Russia. Russia was the target.
Just a random in the heart of Moscow.
In the heart of Moscow. Also, where since when do ISIS fighters not blow themselves up?
Well, that's the thing.
They're martyrs, right?
You got camo guys with beards shooting people, and then they escape.
Yeah.
What ISIS guy wants to escape? They don't escape.
No, they don't escape.
They die right then and there. They also don't wear like camo. They wear like regular civilian clothes, so nobody knows it's them. Like a hoodie with a bomb underneath it.
But I saw some of those interviews. Did you see some of those videos of the guy? They were from Tajikistan, I think. They're Tajikistanis.
It's a pretty cool country.
But also
No,
I haven't. But also with connections to Ukraine, some of them. But they didn't look like the type of people that could plan this all out.
Oh, you saw... They interviewed the perpetrator.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even know who they are, but we have to take their word.
The alleged perpetrators.
The alleged perpetrators.
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
Well, one or two of them.
Didn't they kill two of them? Or two of them
No, did? I think... I
or did they
know.
Capture all of them? What are the odds
they captured four.
That Russian troops would not just shoot them, I'm sorry.
Well, because they want the info. They want the intel.
Yeah, but why didn't they shoot back at the Russians trying to capture them?
Because they had already taken their weapons and stuff, I think.
So they just surrendered peacefully.
I don't
they
know.
Got
no, no, no.
To
I
Ukraine,
think,
and then they said, "All right, you got us. We give up."
Well, they were heading for the border, and then they were stopped.
and they were stopped by Russian.
Yeah, because they had closed all the borders stations, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And they had already tracked it, like they knew where it was going. They also stayed in the same car. Isn't that weird?
Don't stay in the same car.
You have such an elaborate plan, right? This is not easy to pull off in Moscow while they're at war. This requires weeks, months of planning.
Months of planning. So much, and so out in the open that the U.S. security state knew about it weeks ago.
But the Russian Secret Service
did not know about it. No.
That's not easy to pull off at all.
No.
Especially because they're on heightened alert right now.
Yeah, of course. They're on much more heightened alert than normal.
They still managed to pull it off, but then they leave in the same vehicle they came in. They couldn't have a second vehicle.
They couldn't have a getaway car. They couldn't split up.
Didn't split up. Stayed in the same car.
They're going to be looking for the four.
Stayed in the
or
same car.
Guys.
It's almost like these guys are like the Fall Guys because they looked like, and they said they did it for $5,000per person. So maybe you kill 150 people for $5,000. I know it's probably a lot more in Tajikistan.
Yeah.
Is that where the Tajiki sauce, Tajiki sauce?
Yeah, I think that's where it comes from.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Greek. No. But no, I think it's from Tajikistan.
The best stuff comes from Tajikistan.
I don't know. But who is willing to do that for $5,000?
I don't know. That's a lot of people to kill.
And they set the building on fire.
It wasn't just a mass shooting. They blew it up.
That requires a lot of criminal sophistication. Right?
Because
then it...
No offense to our Tajik listeners, but not...
These
sophistication
guys
you think of when you
associate with these guys that are then stupid enough to stay in the same car and just drive to the Ukrainian border.
Yeah.
The four of them in the same car.
And then just give up.
And then they said, it's almost like whoever set this up, they had to be really smart, but then also really stupid. Yeah. They had to be real smart to pull this all off, but then really stupid to let them escape.
Hmm.
It's almost like they wanted them to get caught.
The plan was for them to get caught. But what kind of idiot would go along with something to get caught?
I have no idea. These guys.
Because they're going to get the death penalty. And they're going to just shoot you.
Yeah, well, they're going to get all the information out of you first.
And that's not going to be pretty.
If there ever was a time to kill yourself after a terrorist attack,
it would have been when you had your gun in the car.
That would be a lot better way to go.
When they pulled you over at the border,
shoot
yourself in the head.
It would be a lot better way to go. But that's why it wasn't ISIS. These weren't ISIS fighters. They didn't have beards. They didn't have
ISIS doesn't survive the attack.
No, of course not, because they're not going to give up the names of the people that paid them. That's not what ISIS does.
ISIS doesn't do that.
This is the first time an entire ISIS cell was caught alive in history.
Exactly.
And I'm why? Because ISIS stands with Ukraine in this conflict. Why would they have Russia as the enemy? Yeah, because of Syria. But that's because of we were on their side. We were providing them with weapons.
Yeah, of course.
So maybe Ukraine is behind it.
It could be Ukraine. Yeah.
Or someone in Ukraine. Because someone with
taking the fight to Russia, maybe,
of course,
to the civilians of Russia, and that's what they did in '99, right? Or 2002, or something.
They used the Chechens. I'm sure they're gonna.
They used the Chechens.
They're gonna stir up. They're gonna try and stir up some shit.
They had that apartment massacre. They had the school massacre.
False flag, all of them, by the way.
Really?
Of course. Did you not know that?
No. I thought the Chechens actually did it. It wasn't the Chechens.
Nah, it was all false flags.
It was Putin.
Yeah, because you need one terrorist attack isn't enough, but then after three, that will give him, because he's a tyrant, right? He still wants the approval of his people, so he does all these false flags, so then he has the political capital to do it, even though he's a tyrant, so he doesn't even give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't need the political
capital. But he still needs all these false flags to get all the people
to support him.
He's really needy. He's a tyrant.
He's a needy tyrant.
He's a really needy dictator.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. That's good. Needy dictator.
So it's very strange. But if it's Ukraine, why wouldn't it be? Why is anyone shocked about any of this? And why could it not be the CIA that's behind it?
I don't know. I mean, I think it could be. It probably is. I hope not, but it probably is.
Who else is sophisticated enough? I know Nuland, she resigned. And she said,
we have some
surprises for you. There's going to be some nasty surprises for
Putin. Yeah.
I don't know if this is what it is. It's really stupid. The CIA, they're stupid, but they're not that stupid, I think. Because it doesn't, what is it? Okay.
What purpose does it serve?
Well, to evoke a response so that it will escalate.
But why? What would escalate?
The war. I mean, like, if this turns out, like, that the CIA is behind it, then that's an act of war.
On Russia?
By America on Russia. Like, they don't want to do that, I think.
Well, I would hope not. Ukraine is already in war, so why wouldn't they want to do it?
I don't think that America doesn't want to risk World War III, and then if you do it, like, not with just something like this. Like, I mean, but Ukraine would do it. Ukrainian government, like, they're kind of loose.
Why not? Cannons. They're going to die anyway. To do whatever you can.
Here's the thing. What maybe the reasoning for them could be is that this will trigger a response. And then they hope to get NATO on board. Because then, like, they're not going to win the war by themselves.
They need NATO.
They need NATO
on
board.
If I were Ukraine, I'd do everything possible to get NATO.
Of course. But I was thinking more like a false flag in Ukraine and blame Russia for it.
Yeah,
or maybe even attack like Poland or like a NATO country and
yeah, like
Russia
like
for
Hitler
it.
Did.
Yeah,
attack some like radar stations in Poland or something. Oh, see the Soviets are coming.
They're
or
coming.
They're coming.
Article 5, please. Yeah. Even though we're not part of it, but you guys should do. Well, yeah, you guys can do Article 5 because it's a NATO country. Yeah, I thought maybe they'd do something in Poland or something. This is kind of weird.
This is weird. I don't know.
But it's weird regardless because these guys weren't ISIS. ISIS is better organized.
They're better organized.
They're not going to escape. But there's
they're not going to send people that are going to escape.
No.
They're going to kill themselves there in that City Hall concert hall. They're going to blow themselves up right there.
Whoever orchestrated it wanted these guys to be caught.
It
right?
seems like it.
Because, like, why else would you...
Very then, poorly planned getaway.
Yeah, after such a...
Very elaborately,
elaborately
planned event.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
And for $5,000, you're going to get four different guys for $5,000.
Ooh, ISIS? Are they claiming ISIS paid them?
Yeah, like... $5,000? Yeah, like some, like, imam or something.
I don't think ISIS needs to pay anybody anything because the people are martyrs. They
yeah, they
want to
do it
for
free. Yeah, so...
They're not getting out of there.
Yeah, so it wasn't even to get into heaven.
No.
It was just for $5,000. You're going to kill 150 people and then also risk getting caught and
being
suffer like a terrible death. Like they're going to freeze to death somewhere in Siberia probably.
Probably.
If they're lucky.
With all their fingernails.
Like what a stupid, like why would you risk it? Like it's not even for anything idealistic. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Because always
yeah,
idealistic.
Like you said, it's always idealistic. And you go, like you have no... Like, you wouldn't even want to be on this planet anymore because you're going to go straight to heaven as a martyr.
Exactly, right?
So you don't need your 5,000 fucking pity dollars.
You don't need, and you don't need to escape and go to Ukraine.
No,
because
the best place is heaven.
The best place is heaven, so you're already planning to die.
You already, yeah.
That's what you want.
That is what the ISIS is. Yeah. That's what the ISIS is.
That's what the ISIS is. That's good.
But
that's
it's
good.
Very strange. Like, a lot of strange things happen. But we strange. Just have to buy... Like, I guarantee the narrative is going to be a false flag. And everybody who strays from that is going to be, like, a Putin apologist.
Which is so fucked up, too. Like, to say that they did it to their own people for what reason? To blame Ukraine? To ramp up the war?
Yeah, as if they fucking need anything. Like, they're literally under attack every single day, on Russian territory. But... Yeah, I don't know. What do you think is gonna happen? What if there's like links to the Ukrainian? Because I mean, they had a towards Ukraine. You don't just show up in Ukraine without any.
Tajikistan also borders Russia, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why not just head back to
Tajikistan? Back there? Yeah, but some of them had already fought in Ukraine. I think two of them had already.
There you go.
I mean, we don't know a lot about it. But it could also be misinformation. Did you know that? There's a lot of misinformation.
There is a lot of misinformation.
Basically, everything
not here
that... No. Not, and also not in the West. But the Russians, they do.
The Russians, they
So basically, everything that doesn't correspond with like the Western narrative, that turns out that was all misinformation.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I did. Yeah. I did know that, yeah.
So, but yeah, they said two of them had already fought in Ukraine.
Hmm. Who said that? The Russians?
Yeah, well, yeah... Like the names and stuff had already, like they're public now, so they've already. I mean, and there have been, you know, documented cases of ISIS fighters in Ukraine. Just not very many, but some of them. Because I mean, yeah,
wouldn't
all,
the Ukrainians also be infidels though?
Yeah, but I think the Russians for them are the big enemy after Syria.
I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
And after Afghanistan and stuff, like that's how we recruit people.
Yeah.
That's what ISIS really became after Iraq.
It's true.
We kind of supported the whole thing.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look for her.
But yeah, what if it is, turns out, the Ukrainian government officials are involved. What do you think an appropriate response? Because Putin is also under pressure to do something.
Oh, yeah. Putin's not going to last long with all the hardliner politicians in
Russia.
Well,
he just got reelected for another 6 years. So
yeah, but somebody, if he doesn't take appropriate action, who's to say a hardliner politician wouldn't have him assassinated and take over?
Yeah, maybe.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of people in Russia who think that Putin is too weak.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, who's to say that they wouldn't have him and take a harder stance.
Yeah.
I mean, anything's possible. I don't know. Obviously, if the Ukrainian government was involved, I mean, that would be pretty bad. I'd have to try him in The Hague, of course, because that's where the war criminals go.
Yeah, I feel like that's not going to happen, though.
No.
I feel like even in the West, there would be no...
there'd be no outcry.
No indictment for Zelensky.
There would not be,
Nor for Netanyahu.
Even if they had, like, a video of him planning it with blueprints and kill all the Russian civilians. No, they wouldn't indict.
That would be Russian misinformation.
It would be, like, a doctored AI video or something. Yeah. You're right.
It is very strange, though. All these things happen, and we just have to accept it.
That's what people...
Oh, it's ISIS. Like, within an hour. If America says within an hour, oh, it's ISIS, then we know it's not ISIS. That's the one thing we can exclude is ISIS.
Yeah. Well, the Taliban also said it was probably ISIS. So.
Yeah.
I think they get their information from the same
place. Even if it's ISIS, it can be... In collaboration.
It could be ISIS in collaboration with
ISIS
Ukraine.
ISIS fighters. Because why else would they be headed back towards Ukraine? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Again, like you said, if
you don't want to go to Ukraine for no reason. I think what would have happened is they would have gone to Ukraine, they would have sought refuge, and they would have
given them
to the Americans in there, because there's plenty of CIA and operatives in Ukraine. They would have said,
we
found them in Syria somewhere. It was ISIS.
Yeah.
These guys are always going to be like the Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Right?
But why? Why not just kill yourself there?
I don't get it.
In that.
Yeah, because these guys didn't know, but who are
they? Because they had to know that they were going to be the Fall Guys. They're that dumb that they didn't realize they were the Fall Guys.
I don't get it at all. Like, the people that they interviewed, they didn't look like the type of people that could pull this off.
So you think somebody else went in there, shot all these people?
I have no
idea. Escaped, and then this carload of idiots.
No, because they have, like pictures of them. Like, that white Renault, they have, like, pictures of... Of the guys that did it.
They tried to get away in a white Renault.
Yeah. That's the same car they arrived in. Yeah. It's almost too ridiculous to be true.
Yeah.
What the fuck do we really know?
Sometimes the truest things are very ridiculous. Yeah. And it is true.
But how can... I don't know. We're repeating ourselves. But
it's odd.
Find it hard to reconcile the complexity of the attack itself... Versus the incredibly stupid escape route.
Yeah, very stupid.
And like, were they really motivated for $5,000? Like, did they negotiate it up at least? Like, hey, can we get like seven? $5,000? I'll take it.
Like Kramer.
Immediately. I'll take it. Maybe they said, we got to give you $5,000 and like a nice house somewhere. But no, $5,000, I'll take it.
Shook
their hands immediately.
We'll take it.
What a stupid, because you're going to... Like, you're not going to...
You're going to die the worst death imaginable.
You're going to die... You're not likely to make it out of there alive.
No.
They thought they could drive all the way to Moscow, kill 150 people, and then drive back.
In the same vehicle.
Like,
and
they'd
then
be,
cross into a war-torn country.
And then cross
country
into a war-torn country.
With a very militarized border, by the way, I would imagine.
Of course. It's not easy to get in and out of, but that's why I think they would have people on the inside in Ukraine knowing that they'd be coming.
Of course that's what happened. So, even if they are ISIS,
they had help
harboring Ukrainians, harbored them, and would have planned to harbor them again.
And then, but they were always gonna like probably give them to the Americans and say, "Oh, like we got them."
Yeah, so we could turn them over to Russia.
Exactly, because like even if you escape, like how far, like you're gonna be on the run.
Forever,
the rest of your
life.
Russian
commandos, they'll go at any country.
Of course they'll go
to track you down.
Of course they'll track you down.
Yeah, and no
matter
where
you
are,
you think they're gonna let it go for $5,000? That's like, it's probably like a year's salary
in Tajikistan.
But that's not fucking life changing money. It's not like, you know, we put you up in a mansion somewhere in Miami. Well, they will track you down there too. It doesn't matter where you are. Oh, they would always kill you. Like right? That's what they always say, right? Putin, he'll always kill his enemies.
Yeah, of course.
No matter where they are.
Yeah.
So these people were incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
But no matter how you slice it.
Like, how did, why were there not security or police there? That should, like, did they get shot back at all? Like, did anybody shoot back at them? Like, I didn't hear.
I don't know. I don't.
They just got unscathed. Escaped unscathed. They just went in there, shot up the whole place, I think they, burned it down, and left.
Yeah, I think they got one guy. I think they caught one guy. There were five of them, I think. And then four guys, they escaped. Because of the fire. The fire caused a lot of chaos.
Mm.
And, but they also didn't look like standard ISIS. Like, they didn't
no.
They didn't look that different. So they could easily escape in the crowd, I think.
But they had camo on. That sets you apart.
Yeah. The one guy I saw that was interviewed didn't have camo on.
Well, he was interviewed after they probably took it off.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's no matter how you slice it, it's very strange.
It's a very strange event.
Because even if the CIA is behind it, it's a shit operation for by CIA standards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know who is behind it.
I don't know either.
But,
We hope to come back with some answers.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll do it, like, after we have the answers.
Yeah, instead of just speculation.
Speculate, but that's also...
That's also what the show is.
What the show is. Yeah. It's our analysis of stuff.
Yeah.
And we also want to be ahead of the... Because we were right about everything so far.
Everything like that we've said, stuff.
We were way ahead of the curve.
So we got to get it on the record now.
Exactly. But then I'm going to wait till I post it, probably. I might forget it, and then it could take another week or two. And then it turns out we were wrong.
We were wrong about it. And then we won't post it. Nobody will know we're wrong.
No, exactly.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, one guy, one phone. Look us up on the two guys. Or look me up on the two guys, one phone.
Because that's where it is.
That's where it is. And stay tuned for the Venmo.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Because, you know, with the amount of money we've been getting, $5,000 doesn't look so bad now.
$5,000 would be life-changing money for you and me.
Yeah.
Compared to what we have.